Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. This month, in the month of February, we are celebrating love, and we are bringing to you some very special guests this month that do just that. They offer special events to couples, as well as, for this one, a place with breathtaking mountain views where you can exchange your vows or even do elopements, among other things. This is a stunning wedding and event venue. We know about it personally a little bit, because they also do a fabulous events. They have live music, pop-up markets, and you guessed it, comedy nights. And that's why we know a little bit about this place and why I am so excited to share with you this special guest, their story, how this came to be, and what they can offer you so you can connect more with your loved ones. So welcome to the show, Christina. It's great to have you on today.
Dawn, thank you so much for having us.
This is so exciting. Yeah, we just did our first comedy show here in December. It was the very first one. I think it was the first one you had ever done,
too. It was. It was fabulous. I loved it.
It was so much fun.
It was a great turnout.
It was a fantastic turnout. But I thought today, coming back and kind of getting a little peek behind the scenes, if you will, and share with our laughers what your story is, because this has been around for a decade now.
We've done weddings for 11 years now. So back in 2013, we decided to do this, started the process.
Yes. So now, as I understand it, you're a little bit like me. Both you and your husband, Wes, both have had starter marriages, right?
Correct.
So now we are now together and come doing this wonderful project. How did you find this place? What made you all pick this place? Tell us the story of how Stover Hall came to be.
So, great story. So, my husband actually already had the property before we got together.
Okay.
We got together in 2011, and he was working for Prince William County Fire and Rescue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He told me. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And he was also in the National Guard. The two of us got together, and he had his own home, and I had my own home. And we have 7 children between the two of us.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
It was like, what is that Brady Bunch almost?
Almost.
They had 8, I think.
Yes. Okay. when we first got together, we were like, what are we going to do with 2 houses? Mm. And we actually decided to put this house on the market. And we thought about doing the wedding venue, but mm-hmm. with the children and 2 jobs, we just didn't feel like it was doable.
Mm-hmm.
So we put it on the market for about a year. Had somebody look at it. They signed a contract, but their financing fell through, actually. Mm-hmm. And we felt like it was a big sign that we should just take it and run with it. So we decided to do the wedding venue. We opened in 2013 with our business license.
Okay.
We had a little 5-year plan to do weekend rentals in the cottage after renovations, and do renovations in the main house, and do weekend rentals, and then within 5 years do weddings. Mm-hmm. And we did everything within a year and a half.
Wow.
And
that's
started
quick.
Doing weddings a year and a half later. So in 2014 we had our first wedding. When we first started, this was actually a dirt floor horse barn that had a large tractor and some stalls down through the barn, and
wow.
So we added concrete and did all the necessities in the small area, and then the next year we added our first addition, and then the following year we added our second addition. Okay. So it's definitely grown. We can host up to 200 is what we mm-hmm. like to cap everything at for our weddings. It's been fun because we can actually do the whole weekend.
Okay.
Is what our package has included for years is actually doing the weekend package for our couples.
Mm-hmm.
And then we this year have changed our packages a little bit because of the wine tasting room. So we're trying to evolve a little bit and change things up, just to be able to include other people that's not just wedding related. So
I really like that. The wine tasting room is new this year.
Correct. October of this year.
Okay. We were going to get into that in a little bit. I would love for those laughers who've never been here before, we're kind of hearing about bits and pieces of your total property. Can you give us a verbal description of the main house, this cottage, and then a little bit more about what this 200-room person looks like, place looks like in this new addition?
Absolutely, Dawn. Yes. So the main house was actually built in 1833 by Isaac and Elizabeth Stover. So that's where the name came from.
Oh, neat.
So
okay.
We didn't just come up with this random name. So Isaac and Elizabeth built the house in the 1800s. My husband's parents actually purchased it in the 80s. And they did some of the major renovations. And then we did all of the fine-tuning, as you would say, when we decided to do the venue. The venue itself, the main house, is all hardwood floors, 12-foot ceilings. We have 4 bedrooms, 2 living rooms, dining room for rehearsal. We can accommodate up to 32 people.
That's good.
Right? And so we also have the cottage, which can accommodate 6 for overnight accommodations.
Is it near the house?
It's in very close proximity.
Okay.
We also have an in-ground swimming pool. So
I missed that.
Right.
Laughers. So, now I'm going to be on the hunt as I leave here today.
Right. It is closed for the winter. It's not heated.
I want no polar bear dipping,
plunge.
I guess.
Yeah. We should open it for that.
Yeah, there you go. Another idea.
Yeah.
So you have the pool and
so
what else?
The pool. So the couples have had access to the property for the whole weekend for the past 11 years. And so usually part of the bridal party stays in the main house. The other part stays in the cottage. We've done rehearsal dinners on site. The couples have time to come down here on Fridays, do all the decorating. We do have, my husband likes to call it Christina's Hoarder's Heaven for weddings in my basement.
These are decorations.
These are my decoration room.
Okay.
So it's quite amazing. I keep buying things and he keeps cutting me off. I like to just blink my eyes every once in a while and say, honey, it's okay.
And then he's finding new items that weren't there before the next time I see the nickname. I get it now. Makes sense.
So yeah.
It tracks.
So yes. So the couples have access to that as well. So regardless if they do a 1-day package or the weekend package, they do have access to all the decorations. So it does save quite a bit of money in the long run for them. So
yeah.
And then the event space itself, it's about 5,200 square foot altogether, I believe. We have a bar area, and then we have a separate area that's just for the dining room.
Right.
And then, which is perfect. I love having the separate spaces to where we can have cocktail hour, and that is shut down to the big event space. And then once the couples have their ceremony and then it's time for the dinner portion, the doors can be opened up and then the guests go in. And at that point, they've not seen that room. We keep it all blocked off.
So right. There's like curtain closed. Yeah.
They can't. Might peek, but, you know, I usually try to go smack hands and be like, stop, don't look at that. And then when the doors are opened, it's fun seeing all the, you know, amazing comments on, well, oh my gosh. So we have 3 very large chandeliers.
They're gorgeous. I love them.
Aren't they beautiful? Took a long time to hang those.
I imagine. High ceiling.
12-foot ladder. Me alone.
You alone?
I did those by myself.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
You're handy.
I try to be.
Ah. And then you have a gorgeous window, bay windows back there where you can see the mountain views.
We do. The Blue Ridge Mountains. You cannot beat the mountains. There'll be times that I'm doing an event and I walk past and I see them and I have to stop in awe of, that's why they call them the Blue Ridge.
Yeah, that is one of the, I think the best feature of the Shenandoah Valley is the Blue Ridge Mountains are absolutely gorgeous. Lots of laughers are from or travel to the Shenandoah Valley fairly often, but then we have laughers around the world who may have never seen this place. So to you all, that is definitely worth the trip, is just to come and take in the breathtaking views. It's incredible. So imagine then, do most couples plan their weddings so that their reception can take in the views during the day, or at least sunlight, be able to see that in the background? It looks like that from the photos.
They do. So yeah. 4 o'clock is usually our time frame. Mm-hmm. If they start at four, that gives them time to, you know, have the outdoor space, mm-hmm. depending on, you know, the time of year, because we are a four season wedding venue, so we can do all year round. You know, but spring, summer, and fall, if they want to be outside, we usually try to bank on, you know, sunset is at this time, so we kind mm-hmm. of backtrack, and this is what time we want the wedding to start, to where they can engage in the outdoor activities.
Yes, and now with this wine tasting room, which is what we're in right now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And we have some of the lovely wine. Talk to us about this wine that we're having in your tasting room.
So we, for the last few years, have actually chatted with Ducard Vineyards, and Scott is the owner. He's amazing. All their staff is amazing. So if you haven't made it there, they're in Madison County. 45 minutes from us, 17 miles as the crow flies.
I like that expression.
So we talked to him a few years ago about, you know, doing a tasting room for him. And we've, you know, joked about it for the last couple of years. But then finally in October, we were like, you know what, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And so we opened in October. He's been great to work with. We're excited for the spring to be able to have all of the tourists. We started in a slower time mm-hmm. because we had weddings still. So we were still closed for certain times just for the weddings. So we were only open certain days a week for that. So mm-hmm. we did live music. So we're planning on doing that in the spring as well.
Oh, that's great.
Live music. We have some great bands that we've had here. We're looking at doing. We've did the comedy night, which we were so excited about in December, which was a huge turnout for us.
It was huge. On a Tuesday night.
On
too.
A Tuesday night, a random Tuesday night in December.
This place was full.
It was. Yes, so yeah. We were very excited about that and thankful. We've done some vendor pop-up shows. We're doing the Valentine's Day dance and dinner, which is the first we've ever done. So as close to a wedding as you could possibly get without being at a wedding mm-hmm. is what our vision is with this Valentine's dance.
Keeping the romance yes, going, laughers.
Yes, we are trying. We'll also have the wine available for purchase that night, and so yeah, fun stuff.
It is fun stuff. I would like to talk a little bit more about, for the couples who are already married or they're just looking for something to do in February. I did know about the dinner and dance, and I do want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about I noticed you're doing pop-up markets where people can buy gifts for their Valentine's leading up to the dinner and dance. Potentially, laughers, you could really coordinate something special here.
We are. We're so excited. So we have two really great vendors, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but they are very broad in what they offer. So we're super excited to be able to do some gift baskets, some customizable gift baskets, to where people can actually come in and choose what they want to put in the gift baskets. We have a few that will be made already. So we have Lulu's Cakes, and then we also have C&J's Jewelry. And they specialize in jewelry, but lotions, great body butter, and some
Who
candles.
Doesn't like that?
I know,
like
right?
That.
So, but gifts for everybody. So yeah. Not just, you know, gentlemen coming to look for ladies, but, you know, all across the board, if you need teacher gifts, if you need, you know,
for your kids,
for
maybe?
For your kids, yes, because Lulu has great cake bops.
Is she the one that made the, she did?
The advent calendar.
Right, the advent calendar. I bought it. She was set up here for comedy night, and this advent calendar was Oreos that were actually hand-painted on, something edible. I don't know how she does it, but it was calligraphy numbers 1 through 12, and you would eat one per day.
Were they not gorgeous?
They were not only gorgeous, they were absolutely delicious.
Did you take part in that every single day?
I got a little sick over the holiday, so I didn't, but my son and my husband did, and okay. I partook in the latter part of it.
Okay. Because they were amazing. You can freeze them, too, so that's what we did.
Yeah, between the three of us, it had no chance.
They didn't make it then.
No. So they are going to have, and that was one of their more elaborate items, but they also had single item, mm-hmm. had a variety of delicious treats that you could pick up. And of course, we know Valentine's, people love treats for Valentine's.
Correct. She also has some really cute roses that are individual. Mm-hmm. So you can do a dozen roses that are cake pops.
Oh, cool.
Long stem roses.
Oh, that's something different. Oh, I like
They're
that.
They're beautiful. So we're excited. So yes, so you'll be able to come pick what you want, but we're also doing it on days that we're not traditionally open. So right now our hours are just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the winter months. Mm-hmm. But we're actually going to do the 12th and 13th. I'm sorry, backslide. We're going to do the 8th and the 9th, mm-hmm. the 12th and the 13th,
okay.
just for the pop-up. So you'll be able to come during times just to pick the items up. And you don't have to be wine drinkers to do this.
No.
We're fine. You can just come get
great
gifts.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support and see the local. Place see and the, support local.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then this all leads up to this dinner and dance. This is a first time event for you to do something like this, right?
It is. Correct.
That's not a wedding reception.
Right. But we've done enough planning to where I feel like, we should be able to do this.
Absolutely. So describe the evening for us, because I imagine this is going to come around again. This is the great thing about podcasts, is it's evergreen content. So if you're listening to this in February, you can still check out Stover Hall's great events, and you might just see this one pop up again. So tell us more about it.
So February 14th, it's going to start at 5:00. We have a great lineup. We have, we're going to do appetizers at 5:00, where you can mix and mingle with the other guests that are here. That'll be in the bar area. You're welcome to have Ducard Vineyards. We have their wine, and we have a cider from Graves Mountain. And 6:00, we're going to have a plated dinner by Hank's.
Mm.
And so
that's the barbecue place?
It is the barbecue place, but it's not going to be barbecue. It's going to be chicken, fresco chicken.
Okay.
So we're excited about something different.
Yeah.
So that will be plated. So we're trying to make it a little nicer to where everybody can enjoy that event. And then at 7:00, we're going to have dancing, and the DJ is Brandon Tate, and he's going to liven it up at 7:00, and it's going to go to 11:00.
Okay.
So we're super excited, something different. I've had, when we first decided to do the tasting room, we put like a mass message out and said, hey, what kind of events do you guys want to see?
That's good.
Yes, we're all about trying to create other activities for the community, people outside of the community as well, but we really want to engage the people that are here local mm-hmm. as well. So we're not just trying to gear towards tourists. So a lot of them said just a good old dance.
That's great. And so now it's coming to fruition.
We're going to have a good old dance.
This is an important note for those who are listening, whether they're planning a wedding and thinking about this venue for that, or they're wanting to keep their eyes on the Valentine dinner and dance for Valentine's Day or other future events. How best can they find out about your events and get tickets for those?
So we post tons of stuff on Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, also our website. I try to keep that updated. But Facebook for sure. Big thing is I am going to put a little bug in everybody's ear to make sure that you're not, it's myself or Stover Hall that you're going to be responding to. There's a lot of spammers out there.
There are. I've been having that with me, in our channels too.
So
platforms.
We had somebody
last started
week.
Happening. Yeah.
Yeah. That they just keep these events. Like if you post an event, spammers get a hold of automatically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just want people to be aware. Don't give your money to anybody else. Make sure you're communicating with us directly.
And through your site and ticket platform.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Same here.
Right.
That's a good note for us all, because that seems to be increasing.
It is.
That's sad. We're going to talk about happy things.
Yes.
I want you to talk a little bit about the experience for couples who choose to get married here. How do you make their day so special? What is the Christina touch?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I love my couples. We have been so blessed. I'm going to try not to cry. This is a happy time, right?
But those are tears of joy, I imagine.
It is, because we've been so blessed. We have done this for 11 years, and I can honestly say that maybe we've had a bridezilla, maybe one. I'm not going to name names.
That's probably best.
She probably knows who she is. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, good awareness.
I'm just kidding. So
it happens.
It does.
You're not alone.
So, but we've been lucky. We've been one of the lucky venues, because we can honestly say we love all of our couples. We try to be more of a family instead of just a wedding venue. So we're not just checking things off the box. I really want my couples to feel comfortable here. I enjoy working with them, and I want to see their day as perfect as possible. So if that means I am picking up a carrot because somebody dropped it and that's not my job, guess what? It is my job.
Okay.
So we really take pride in making sure that the couples are being taken care of and their needs are being met. So that's what we love here about Stover, and we love our couples like to come back and visit us.
Oh, that's great. So, now they have more to come back and visit.
Exactly.
So that's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. So we do, I will tell you that we do have like a little lock wall that's here.
I noticed that, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we were trying to figure out where we were going to set up for this today, Laffers. And there's so many points of interest in here we could have chosen. This had the best light, but a couple of those possible places were going to be in front of these locks. And I was thinking when we were setting up, I want to ask about those. So I'm so glad you brought that up. Tell us about that.
So when we first opened, we decided to do the lock wall. And so every couple that gets married here, they get to put a lock on. Usually it's after their cake cutting.
Okay.
I like to be involved with it. So I like to make sure that the couples know how to take the lock off the wall. They do have to unlock it and lock it back on the wall together. I feel like it's their first challenge as a married couple. So sometimes that's fun to watch.
Yeah.
To see how they interact with that, not locking like they would like it to lock. But it's fun. So they put their lock on the wall. And then if they decide to have children, they get to come back and visit us and put baby locks on the wall.
No way.
Yes. So that gives us another interaction with our couples. So we like to, you know, keep in touch. People usually message us and say, "Hey, Christina, we just had a baby." And they usually send pictures. And then they can come back and put their baby locks. We've had quite a few couples come back and visit and bring their little ones to come. Actually, they get to put their lock on the wall.
The kids do?
They do. So unless they're itty bitty. And then they're just there taking pictures, which is completely perfect. So because then I
whatever,
can hold them.
That's right. Yeah, I'd want that job too.
Love babies.
Me too. Tell me where you got this idea to do the lock wall from. Oh, I mean, I know I've seen these kinds of things on bridges and in Europe and different places. I think they even have some places in the U.S. they do. Not exact places are coming to mind, but is that how you guys came up with the idea?
So I had heard about that and seen that prior, but honestly, it's this fluke. I was in TJ Maxx and I saw the lock and I was like, oh, that would be a cool idea. And so bought the lock. And then guess what?
What?
I was like, oh, I need more of these. Where am I going to get that? So I ended up finding two more at a similar, you know, another location.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, darn. Now I have three locks on the wall. What am I going to do for the rest? And so I ended up finding a distribution company, and so I do bulk orders now. So now we have the locks.
Okay, so are the locks that I saw on the wall represent all the couples that have been here? Okay, so then the wall will get bigger?
It will.
I got it.
So we'll change our location. So we have two locations now,
all right.
And we'll just move it around to accommodate whoever gets married here. So
When did you start that? The same year you opened?
So we did. We started in 2014 was the first lock put on the wall.
This is a really cool thing. I know I've told you a million times. This is why I love doing this podcast, because you get to learn the coolest stories. I just love it. I want to talk about your favorite memories or special moments that you've had. We tie a little bit of a touch there, being able to hold babies in the lock story, but and we protected the identity of the bridezilla.
Write a book.
I think all wedding venue owners probably could.
Right.
Do you guys have a group chat or anything?
We do, actually.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Facebook does have a venue owners site
where you could go and
invent
and work things out. Yeah.
Ask questions.
Figure out how to deal with something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I tell my couples now when they come, I'm like, you know what? Honestly, don't ever say when you go to a venue, this will not happen at my wedding. Because guess what?
It can,
and it probably will happen at your wedding.
Yeah, something always is going down.
It is.
At every wedding.
But usually the couples don't know about it, and that's the good.
Yes.
That's the good thing.
That's when you know it was well run.
Yes.
And you were well taken care of.
Yes.
So some of the memorable moments, funny or endearing or in between.
You know what? Quite honestly, I think that every wedding is so special because I enjoy meeting the people.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy being able to meet the parents and meet all of the guests at the wedding. As we were talking earlier, Dawn, I have a major social anxiety issue.
Yes.
So this has actually brought me out of the box a little bit, being able to meet the couples and talk with them and meet their family members and just kind of go with the flow a little bit. I do coordination here as well. And it has been such a blessing to be able to get up and, you know, try to get better at talking in public.
And she's doing pretty great, isn't she, Laffers? Yeah. You can say so in the comments.
It's okay.
I would.
Or you can just laugh, and I'm fine with that, too. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But it's giving you some...
It does. It gives you like
breaking out of your shell here.
Exactly. So I think that's the most special part for me, and... You know, when I'm at Walmart and we've had a local couple and I can see a parent or a grandparent, I love that.
Yeah.
Or my couples, of course. But, you know, the seeing them and they're like, oh, Christina, you know, I love that. I love being able to get to know people and experience this love with them. So,
yeah,
I think that's my favorite part. Lots of, you know, when we did a reunion last year.
Okay.
Actually, it was in 23. We decided to do a reunion for all of our past couples.
And what?
Yes, it was amazing.
Okay, so, I was going to go, what kind of reunion? And now you're, okay, yeah, yeah, tell me more.
All of our past couples were invited back. We had some appetizers. We had a photographer come. We had Expressions Photography came and was generous enough to share her time and take photos for everybody, and they could do their Christmas card photos. Oh, and so Santa Claus came and little elves. So it was quite fun.
Yeah.
But we loved it. We loved everybody coming back to visit. And we do have hopes for, you know, this tasting room for our past couples to be able to come back and visit in other ways, except, you know, besides just having the wedding here.
Yeah. With your events and the different things that you're doing.
Right.
I love that. You're supporting the couples connecting with local vendors, I noticed on your website. How do you do that? Just give them a list, or do you open the door and make a call, or how do you work? How do you connect and hook up your couples with the local vendors?
So I do have a preferred vendors list.
Okay.
We try to keep the local people. You know, we are short on some of the vendors in the area that we definitely need more access to. So transportation is definitely an issue in the area. Lori's Pickup Place Travel is fabulous. We try to use them as much as we can.
Is that for like limousines and things like that?
It is.
To pick up the couple
and
all that? Okay.
So after a wedding or even, you know, just the tasting room, to be honest. An Uber, if anybody wants to do an Uber in the area, I feel like that would be amazing. Or just a shuttle service. that's just strictly for Page County. We have so many wedding venues in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely lacking for the area.
For those entrepreneur-minded mm-hmm. laughers, this could be an idea for you.
For sure.
Okay. So what are the common vendors that you do have? So there's a need for transportation. So
we have everything on our vendors
list. Like the cake, Lulu cakes probably mm-hmm. for cakes.
So actually she doesn't do large wedding cakes.
Okay.
So we do have a list of vendors for our cakes, our food, our DJs.
Mm.
We have a list for everything. And then the couples can kind of pick and choose what they like. I usually like to give direction for the folks that have been here before and that mm-hmm. have worked well at the venue. Hank's Catering has been here quite a bit. The catering company, Dayton Catering has been here. So
both are good.
Yeah, for real. So yeah. It's like we like having people back that do such a great job and they get in. This sounds really bad. They get in, they do their job, and then they get out.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want people to linger not doing anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, we like vendors that know the place. Tons of DJs that we've had here before that do such a fabulous job. And hair and makeup artists.
Oh, yeah.
We have those on our vendors list. We've had rental companies. So like Sammy's Rental, which is in Winchester, it's not local. There's not an actual rental company that's too terribly local to Luray. So mm-hmm. we've got Winchester or Harrisonburg. So yeah, we try to utilize as much as we can local mm-hmm. and source that first. But if the need is not here, then we try to make sure that they get the best quality elsewhere.
Speaking of which, you are situated, of course, among the Blue Ridge Mountains, but you're also just a few minutes from downtown Luray, mm-hmm. right?
We are about 3 minutes from downtown.
3 minutes. That is a charming main street.
Isn't it cute?
It is so adorable.
It is.
I've been to Luray Caverns and hadn't really spent that much time in Luray until we started working together. And mm-hmm. so then I had to go downtown and put up some flyers, let people know we were having a comedy show. And I was like, this is super cute.
Isn't it? It is.
What are some of your favorite places down there? I know, I'm sure we love them all, but just if no one's never been here before and they're like getting some suggestions of what to check out, what would you recommend?
So let's actually start. I can kind of, it's, you know, it's a small town, so I can actually kind of give maybe a plug in for the majority of them.
Oh, you do that while I drink your Ducard wine.
No, I'm going to have to take a sip first.
And got to wet the whistle.
Mm.
I want to know, one time I want to do a podcast on the origins of all these sayings, and especially Appalachian ones. Anyway, go ahead.
I am not one to help you with that.
I don't know if what the whistle is, but anyway, go ahead.
So we're going to start at, let's see, the Mimslin, which is a larger hotel. So
yeah.
They have the speakeasy in the bottom. The speakeasy, we love it at the speakeasy. We just went there a few days ago. They are amazing. There's, as you go down West Main Market, they mm-hmm. have this great beer garden, which we love.
Yes. You guys sent me there the last time I was here. I stopped by there. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're fabulous. Their food is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get sandwiches. And also in the winter months, when you don't want to sit in their pavilion, which is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
You can always get food to go and come here and hang out. So
what a delightful idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ollie Katz is in there as well. The food is amazing. Let's see. Then we're going to head down and Vivian's Flower Shop. And also there is Pretty on Y'all is in there.
What's Pretty on Y'all?
So they actually do crafts. And it's a little... it's an artisan that's in there, and they can do scarves and gloves and things like that.
Okay.
So that is in there. And then we head down Broad Porch Coffee, which is amazing. They have some great little breakfast and lunch, like toasts,
mm-hmm.
that I've heard fabulous things about.
That's right. Yeah, yep. We're familiar with Broad Porch Coffee mm-hmm. in Harrisonburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nest and Hive. I love Nest and Hive. They have the cutest little shop. Anything and everything. You can buy everything there. I love it. Hen House is actually getting ready to close, which is my saddest thing. It's closing in Luray, but they still have a shop in Elkton.
Okay.
So they're amazing. That was my go-to for, oh, I need a shirt today. So then Virginia Gift Shop is there, and they have just expanded, and they have a cute little event space that they just opened called Zora Lane. And it's gorgeous. They've done a fabulous job with it. And then Gathering Grounds. And then you've got Luray Copy Service. And then the Page Twin Theater. I don't think that I have the name correct, but they are the cutest theater. If you have not been in there, you have to just go check it out.
Okay.
It is
It's
an older building, but they do have, I think, 5 or 6 theaters in there. But they have done, the previous owner did a great job with some very eclectic decorations. And the new owners have tried to preserve that. But they're doing amazing things. So they have free movie nights once a month. And right now they have Wicked going on. But they've been amazing. The Valley Cork is on Main Street. And then Saga Meadery, which we have not been there. Hawksbill Brewery is there, which we always love Hawksbill Brewery.
That was fun. I stopped by there too.
Asian Station is not fabulous.
Okay.
Fabulous. The food is so good. They're closed actually, I think, until the beginning of March, if I'm
when it warms back up again.
Yeah, I think March.
What's Valley Cork?
The Valley Cork is
Cork.
So it's a
wine place?
A wine and restaurant. And I think right now they're just open on the weekends.
Okay.
And then you've got El Amigo Food Truck, which is right across from Asian Station. Chewy is amazing. He's done quite a few events. He was actually here for the event that we did for a comedy night.
Oh, good.
So he was here that night. So
Yeah. He's set up inside. Yeah.
He did. He's amazing. And then you've got the Chop House, which they're fabulous. Their food, I love their lunches. Main Street Bakery and Catering, Chef Chuck. Chef Chuck is amazing.
You know all these people by their first name.
Yeah, I love it. Amazing. So he does smaller catering events too, and he's going to be doing some pop-up things at Hawksbill. So we're hoping to get him here as well, so to do some pop-ups. So
It's a tight-knit community around here. I picked that up when I first met you. Am I right about that?
Oh, it is. We all try to be. I think we all try to be very supportive.
Yeah.
There's lots of wedding venues in the area as well. We're not the only one. It's probably, I would say, 15.
Mainly because of the mountain views, I imagine,
I think,
right?
Everybody has that mountain view. So, you know, it's... But we try to be, you know, we're great friends with Massanutten and Creek.
Okay.
And Alan and Reed are amazing to work with as well.
And they're from Massanutten and Creek, another wedding venue.
And that's another wedding venue, yeah. So, but we're good friends with them. And, you know, we all try to support each other. And, you know, it's no room to be too jealous, you know.
No.
Everybody wants to do well, but...
And also abundance mindset would say there's enough to go around for everyone.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And so what might be a great fit for one couple may not be a great fit for another couple for a variety of reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own taste.
Their size, their taste, like the size of their party. And
exactly.
How many people they plan to take, which reminds me, you do smaller packages too, right?
We do.
Elopements and I guess petite weddings.
We do. So we started that last year. So we do elopement packages, which actually includes everything. So it's only 2.5 hours, but it's up to 14 guests. It includes the officiant, the cake, the flowers. It includes a champagne toast and putting a lock on the wall.
Oh. Everybody gets a lock, no matter the size of the wedding.
Yes, exactly. Everybody gets a lock. I started officiating weddings. That was back like
she keeps looking off to the side.
My
husband's
over
there.
He's not paying a bit of attention to me though.
He's on his phone, but he's listening to us.
So during COVID, I decided that I need to do this.
Yeah.
So, you know, just in case if something would happen and, you know, the officiant would call out, it was something that was needed. So I do the more quaint events. I do not do the larger events.
So more of the elopements would be, or petite weddings would be your style.
Exactly.
Was that hard to get the officiant?
Virginia has a limited number that they allow in the state. So it wasn't too terribly hard, but, you know, it's better to use us than everybody go grab one.
Yeah.
So.
Then I guess they give you a book to read from or
no,
a pamphlet?
No, they don't give you really anything.
Oh. You so you work with
it.
A couple. Wing it.
You wing it.
And work with a couple.
Do you? No, I'm totally kidding.
Yes and yes, I do.
It's a little bit more than that.
A little bit more involved.
Not much.
Yeah. Sounds simple enough. I think that's a good solution to, especially like what you said about, oh, if something happens, then there's a backup plan for the couple and the wedding can still go on. Like a show, the show must go on, the wedding must go on. Well, not that it must, but that's the idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. And that would be the deal breaker.
True. What is the most interesting wedding theme you've ever experienced here? Like a decorative theme or
the Harry Potter. Maybe?
There was a Harry Potter one.
Oh, let me tell you.
Okay.
The Harry Potter wedding was great.
Okay.
I mean, they did. I feel like the things that stood out in my mind, and that was the demo wedding, and I'm sure they would be fine for
the what wedding?
Demo was their last name.
Okay.
Nikki. And so they had this vision of the Harry Potter theme. So we actually still have, they had hung little locks, which matched our lock theme. So I kept those up.
Mm.
I don't know that they know that they're still here. So Nikki, don't come pick them up. They're mine now.
They have been claimed.
They have. But it was so cute. They had, their cake was my favorite.
Really?
So they had, a guy that made the cake was actually on Cake Wars.
And what?
Yes. And so the cake was amazing. So it was the books.
Yeah.
Were staggered. And then out of the back, Deadpool was climbing out. Because he liked all the Deadpool movies.
Yes.
And so she did that for him.
Oh.
So it was so special. So we do like the fact that when people come, they try to do some things that are different and special to, you know, it might be the grooms being surprised or the brides being surprised. And so those things are always fun. We had another couple that actually made an entire video song just for the groom and surprised him with it during the reception. So that was quite special.
He must have a passion for music.
Yes.
So that must have been very touching to him.
So yes.
I love stories like that.
I know.
And then with the weddings we have, that's creativity, but also elegance. How do you balance the elegance and rustic charm that you have here with the funner events like comedy nights? And
the funner or finer?
Finer might be questionable. We'll go with funner.
Well, so then that's when you do a splash of, oh, it doesn't matter what the table looks like tonight. Here. So it's been fun. I feel like every wedding brings their own energy to it. So it could be that, you know, this bride really enjoys, you know, Harry Potter, and this one likes Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the space is normally, you know, the tasting room is a little different. It's hard to show it right now when you come because we've got all the tables set up for the tasting room and a living room set in the bar area, which is not normally there for weddings. So it's nice that it is a blank slate, like basically when the
couples
come.
It is set up like that around here. Lots of wedding venues tend to be, but I love that.
So the blank slate.
You can move things around.
Right. You can move it around how you want. And so it gives the couple, the opportunity to be able to create the vision that they would like really. Mm-hmm. So it's not about, oh, well, Christina really likes to have this here and this here and this here. We're open to people moving things around a little bit and making it their own. So
creativity and flexibility is your friend in this business.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so do you have some clients that you run into that kind of maybe think they come in here like, oh, it's going to be like this, so I don't know? And then how do you tell or get a vibe from them, or you just sense it that they don't see the flexibility that can be here? And then how do you help them see and envision what can be here?
I think our biggest thing is, especially right now with the tasting room, mm-hmm. is the difference what it was even 6 months ago versus mm-hmm. now. We just make sure they know. Like when they come on board, we're like, hey, you know what? This isn't normally here. This isn't normally here. We're flexible. You're welcome to move things around.
Okay.
You know, we let them know ahead of time. Like, hey.
It's part of the orientation, so to speak.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, I feel like couples, when they come, they either love us or they're like, yeah, it's not for me. And you know what? That's completely fine. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got their own taste. Everybody, they either love me or they don't. Mm-hmm. And usually when they do, like, they message right away. And they're like, ah, yep, we love you. We want you to be our coordinator, too.
Oh, wow, cool.
And so,
cool. Yeah,
so usually that's the vibe that we get.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we don't push that service either. So,
yeah,
you know,
and
we
how
just love what we do.
I can tell. And when someone wants to see the place, let's say they're thinking about it for a petite wedding, an elopement, or even a private event, mm-hmm. Or a full-on 200-person wedding, what would you recommend that they do to set up a tour? And do they
Definitely.
Call or email you, or mm-hmm. how does that work?
So we usually prefer emails, or even a phone call is completely fine to schedule a tour. You definitely have to schedule a tour. You know what? If you're here on a Friday and just, you know, we're open and you want to just come out, check the venue out, that's completely fine as well. We can take the time to show you the space. Since it is all down in the event space now, it's much easier.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, for weddings itself, we do have the getting ready areas that are available. So you might necessarily not see those spaces, but you can definitely see the event space during that time.
Mm.
So definitely email, phone, and, you know, we schedule a visit. And, you know, we try to be super flexible, especially now that we're doing the tasting room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it's a random Monday that's a holiday and you want to come visit, we might be open, first mm-hmm. of all. But you know what? We'll try to fit you in as soon as possible.
They're very accommodating. Are you picking that up, Laffers?
We try to be.
I feel it. So what's next for Stover Hall in terms of growth and more comedy nights?
Right. So we are planning another comedy night. Yeah. We would love that. Oh, my goodness. So we do have lots of visions, and it's just getting them all down on paper and trying to figure out what we want to do next.
Yeah.
So we have the pop-up in February. We also have a hat bar in February.
Excuse me?
A mobile hat bar, which is kind of cool. We're almost sold out.
What is this?
So basically, it's a company that comes. It's called For the Love of Hats, and she has a mobile hat bar. She comes, you pick the color hat that you want, the style, and then you design the hat. So they're kind of like cowboy hats.
Okay.
And then you can pick whatever embellishments you want on it, and she'll have everything there. We only have 4 tickets left at last I heard.
When is this?
It's February 22nd.
Okay. So depending on when you hear this, maybe it's so popular that it will come back too.
Yeah. Yep. I think next year. So she is actually out of Florida. So she only comes to Virginia, I believe, once a year.
Wow.
So we're excited to
have
her.
How in the heck did you find out about her?
Facebook. You know, you just got to peruse. And so I was like, oh, I want her.
And so you reached out
so
and said, hey.
So I reached out. And so, yeah, so she's like scheduled it. So we booked up our first class.
That's amazing.
So we had one whole time frame and then we booked that out. And so she opened up another time frame. So we're excited to have her. And yeah, so then we'll see what the next event is. We start weddings back in March. And so March and May and June, we're kind of booked with events.
Yeah.
But we'll kind of scatter some other events mm-hmm. in through end. We'll do some live music, comedy nights.
That's
what do you
right.
think? Like April?
Yeah. Actually, April would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're starting to book in April, so that'd be great.
Yeah. So we also have a Choices event, which Choices is the domestic violence.
program
here in Page County.
Okay.
So we are hosting their event, which is March 8th.
That's good.
So yes,
a tender subject, but definitely needs awareness,
right?
And people need healing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So all the proceeds go to them. So we've donated the space for that. So they'll be able to come in and do a little gala. And
yeah.
Lots of fun stuff.
One of the things, I mean, I know we're early in our building our relationship and everything, but one of the things I definitely appreciate about you so much is you think outside the box.
We are trying to do that.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That means a lot coming from you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's just, I see the events popping up and I'm just like, oh, I love this creativity.
With that being said,
yeah,
if there's anything that people would like to see at the venue,
okay,
I would love to hear about it. So, you know, we've dabbled on the comedy night. We've, mm-hmm. you know, the live music. We've thought about karaoke. There's already a couple other
karaoke places
in town. So I don't want to take away from anything anybody else is already doing. But, you know, if we want to do maybe a karaoke night once a month or the dances.
There's one of the breweries in Harrisonburg called Pale Fire Brewery. Mm-hmm. They're very successful. They have a singo night. It's like bingo with songs. So you can.
So there
do
is
something like
the
that.
Valley Cork does music bingo. So I don't want to take away from them. So So I appreciate other smaller businesses and what they're doing, and I don't want to take away from anything that they're not saying that we won't ever host those things.
Right.
It's just they do them regularly, so I'd
so
like
you're
to,
looking for some different kinds of things.
We've done Sip and Paint. We're doing the hat bar.
Mm-hmm.
We've done another hat bar. We've done a couple jewelry shows.
So. Yeah.
We're thinking of maybe a spring or summer large market.
Okay. You certainly have the space in there to
do
that.
We do. Well, maybe even outside, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So taking it outside and having vendors outside. So
I'm looking forward to that.
A little beer garden.
Yes. I will definitely look forward to that because my introduction to you has been over the winter, and I can see how stunning this place is. And so I'm really looking forward to the warmer weather and coming back and enjoying some of the other things that you offer. Outside comedy nights to enjoy your place.
Yeah, well, we have a zero turn mower if you ever want to work.
Laughers, I wasn't expecting to get put to work on a mower. That might be dangerous for everyone involved.
My husband would like you using that instead of him.
I might need some training, Wes. I'm just saying.
We can do that.
Okay. We're going to table that one for now. And I want to talk about a perfect day at Stover Hall before we wrap up here and talk about how people can directly get in touch with you and keep up with you. But if you could describe a perfect day at Stover Hall, how would you describe it?
Perfect wedding day or just
yeah, let's do wedding
day.
Yeah, let's do wedding day because you do. That's where your business started and it's expanding. But certainly that's what people, one of the big things people come here for. So what's a perfect wedding day?
So
here.
I'm going to change it up just a minute just because we have changed our package options to just the one day events now.
Okay.
So in the past we've done the weekend packages, but because of the tasting room, we're kind of switching it up a little bit.
Okay.
So I will kind of do my vision, if that's okay, for
the I will drink to this vision.
Perfect day going forth.
Okay.
So, which is very different for us. Quite honestly, so our package now is a 12-hour rental.
Okay.
And so the couples actually get to choose if they want to do like 10 to 10, 11 to 11, or 12 to 12. And the time, you know, is included in the getting ready time. We have two getting ready spaces. But our vision is for the couples to be able to come here, have their space to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're staying at another hotel, to be able to just come on site. They have their vendors are already here. We are planning on having the event space already set up to where they've got the tables and chairs laid out. The linens are already there. They can come pick out the decorations, come set the decorations on the table, or they can hire somebody else to take care of that portion while they're getting ready, doing hair, makeup, or, you know, shaving or whatever guys do.
Yeah, whatever they do indeed.
Whatever they do, I know.
Her husband's off making faces in the corner over there.
Saying they drink. Goof off. Play Xbox. So our vision is really to have a more turnkey, you know, space for people to where, you know, you only have the 12-hour rental. We don't want the stress. We still, our main goal is to provide a less stressed environment for our couples because we love our couples. Mm-hmm. And the more stress that they're under, the more stress we're under. And we don't want that.
And the people coming feel that too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we don't want that. We want, you know, the space to be laid out, the tables to be set up and ready to go for them. And then their vendors to be arriving, great vendors to where they just really don't have to stress about things. Mm-hmm. You know, we encourage a coordinator. If not, they can use our services. You know, if they do use our services, I must say that we are very hands-on. We know our space, and we not saying that they don't, but we know our space. We get things done ahead of time, and we take care of it for our couples. So we are, you know, just a little bit more hands-on than what a traditional coordinator would be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making sure everything's running smoothly is what our goal is. Our staff members are here until the end of the event.
Yeah.
You know, if you have your own coordinator, we work with them. We work with the DJs. You know, we try to be accommodating for everybody, not just the couples. You know, we want all the vendors to like us too. Mm-hmm. So
I think what I'm picking up here, and you can tell me if I'm off or on or somewhere in between. I think that what you're going for is you want them to go for the feeling and the focus on their joyful day versus the hassles and the details and the tasks required to make a joyful day that they'll remember.
Exactly.
So you want them more to focus on what it's about rather than the work that goes into it.
Correct.
And around it.
Exactly.
That's really nice, Laffers, I'm just going to say. I love that. All right. So now, as we wrap up here, we've shared a lot. And I think they need to know how to get in touch. We've kind of mentioned a little here and there about some different things along the way. But if Laffers want to get in touch with you on social media or otherwise, what would you suggest they do?
So on social media, we have Facebook, we have Instagram.
Hall.
Mm-hmm, okay. It's under Stover Hall. And then we just have our website, which is www.stoverhall.com.
Mm-hmm.
My phone numbers on there are usually I try to keep up to date with all of our events that are happening and our hours of the tasting room because they will vary. We have noticed that Yelp and Google may not always have our correct hours, which we've tried to chat with them about.
Yep. You're not alone.
Yeah. So don't pay attention to them. Call.
Call.
Call if you have a question. Yeah. If the wine tasting signs are out, we are open.
So, good to know.
Yes. So if the signs are up, we're open.
I think eventually that'll get figured out with the AI tools and all of that for those kinds of details to be more up to date in the future. But yeah, right. I hear you. You're not alone in that struggle at the moment.
Right.
We'll get it figured out. It will happen. Thank you so much, Christina, for coming on today and sharing your lovely self and story and your beautiful venue with us. It truly has been a pleasure getting to know you more.
It was
welcome.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Are you kidding me? I loved it so much. This is one of the funnest things that I do is just to get out here in the Shenandoah Valley and meet people and just bring that information and content to you so you can get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience. And we want to thank you for tuning in with us today and spending your precious time with us. It's so valuable. And I can't tell you how much that really just means so much to me. So thank you so much for tuning in. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell a friend. So don't let this, you know, don't keep this a secret. The Shenandoah Valley is beautiful and with beautiful people and beautiful venues and wonderful things to do. So don't keep this a secret. Go tell all your friends and subscribe today. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, Laffers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us. And we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.